This is Logan Frazier, and you're listening to All Elite Marks Podcast Network, your source for Georgia's news, rumors, and innuendos.
Welcome to the Georgia Elite Report Podcast. We're finally back on the air here. And we have a returning Rodney West with us. How are you doing tonight, man?
Doing really good tonight, Trey.
Great, great. We're going to run down the Rumble Jack that happened this past Friday night, August 9th. I was able to sit in the third row or the second. No, what was I? In the third row?
Yeah, you're in third row. I was just in front of you.
Yeah, in the second with Casey, Logan. And, of course, our good buddy Daniel, who was hilarious with some of the chants that he had. More somber note a little bit, our buddy Casey recently suffered a heart attack, and we're definitely praying for him to get better. And, we were just told of this earlier. A little bit before we started the podcast, and we don't have a ton of information, but Casey would appreciate your thoughts and prayers right now.
Yeah, definitely. I'll be praying for him as well.
All right, man. Let's go ahead and get into this this Rumble Jack. I do believe the attendance was a little over 500. Do you know the exact number?
It was reported as 560.
560? Okay. Was that by Southern Honor?
Southern Honor in conjunction with Rod from Georgia Wrestling History. But neither one is Southern Honor's claiming that Rob made the claim of 560 and Rob saying that he was given 560 by Southern Honor. So somebody came up with 560 and they both have went with it.
Well, I mean, that sounds about right from where I was sitting. I mean, it looked a little bit more packed than the previous couple of shows I went to, which drew close to 500. So,
yeah, I'm sure it's in that neighborhood. Yeah. I don't think anybody's going to dispute that claim.
And I thought this was a better show than, and we're going to get into it, but I thought this was a better show and the show they had, even with the Kenny Omega, the Chris Jericho. Now, granted, I haven't been to every single Southern Honor show, but I have been for the last four or five shows, and then I missed one, and I'd went to two previous. So this was one of their best shows. Now, I mean, there was some stuff that I didn't like about this show, but for the most part, I thought the show was awesome.
There wasn't much I didn't like. But I don't know if it was on par with some of the other shows. I like the structure of a normal Southern Honor show, and this was just a little bit different.
It was, but I dug it. I love different. I love it when they kind of, I don't know, they kind of think out a little bit outside the box. It's never your typical indie show. But let's get into this. So we start out, AC Mack, he kind of comes out, and he's going to explain exactly why he joined the New Era, and he goes through these slides with his history with Allen Angels, who was not in attendance. I guess he wasn't booked for the show. I don't know if they're selling the fact that he got beat up after it, or I don't know. I was kind of looking forward to seeing what he had to say as well. Do you know anything of why he was not at the show?
No, I've not heard anything. You know, I think we're all friends with his dad on Facebook, and there was no mention of him not being there.
Right. Yeah, I love Allen. He's awesome. He might have been taking care of his dad. I know his dad just had eye surgery recently.
Yeah.
So that could have been
pretty gnarly.
Yeah. But he comes out, and he's pretty much explaining why he joined the New Era. And, you know, his hatred for Allen Angels, on a side note, and I want to get your opinion on this. while we're talking about the whole AC Mack, Allen Angels angle, do you think they did enough to really do that double turn? I enjoyed the double turn, but at the same time, like, you saw a little bit of hints. I just wish they could have made Allen look a little stronger as maybe a, you know, planted some kind of seeds as a strong baby face.
Well, and maybe that's why they kept him off the show. I think AC Mack did a great job during this promo. It was kind of – it was a super heel promo. And at the end of last month's event, he was still getting cheered heavily even after leading the New Era's turn on Allen Angels and getting the title. There were still a lot of cheers for him. His promo was so heelish and, like, intentionally kind of boring.
And annoying. Yeah.
It got a lot of heel heat, and it helped get him, you know, establish him as a heel again.
Yeah, I think what comes up next really helped him get to his heel status, I guess. So we have a fan in the audience dressed as HBK, and he's heckling AC Mack to death. AC Mack finally notices him, and when he notices him, I immediately popped. I had suggested a storyline to Gary, and they probably had it planned all along, and I'm sure they did. I don't want to take any credit away from it, because either way, I loved it. It was something that I've been wanting to see. It's like, okay, you've had this guy who is a professional wrestler, CB Suave, and he's come to all your shows. He looks like a mega fan. He's yelling out to the bad guys, and finally, they do something with him. And I was just, I mean, it was probably the highlight of my night, and it's probably the reason why it was one of my favorite shows. But I'm just saying, I mean, he had the crowd believing, I think certain members of the crowd, he had believing that this guy might win the championship. I mean, especially when he hit the Sweet Chin Music and he hit all of Shawn Michaels' signature moves. And this is you don't see a lot of comedy in Southern Honor. I mean, you do when you see like the quack tween or the what are the ugly ducklings? When the ugly ducklings come in, you that's comedy. And what's the other tag team that's kind of comedic? Revolt.
The Revolt, yeah, they were very good as well.
I enjoyed the hell out of them. They fought the Lynch Mob a number of months back, but this was like a little bit different style of comedy to me. And I mean, I dug it, man. This is the kind of comedy that I enjoy. I don't really like the dick flips with Joey Ryan and everything. So this was one of the highlights of my night. Of course, AC Mack's going to end up getting the win. I knew he would, but pretty good little performance here by CB Suave. And he's quickly became one of my favorites just because this guy's just so damn animated when he's dressed up. And I really enjoyed it. Well, how did it come across to you?
Well, I've seen him on Facebook, so I knew he was a wrestler, and I've seen him at all the Southern Honor shows. I've never seen an actual match until, you know, Friday night, and I was very impressed. I didn't know what to expect. I just thought that this guy's kind of a clown who dresses up like other wrestlers. He was a very good wrestler. I would almost say a great match. At least I would give the match a B, and with it being surprising, I'd almost give it an A just for the shock value, because he held his own against AC Mack, and it was a really good match.
Right, and if you take into, you know, crowd reaction, man, I mean, the crowd was freaking pumped. Like I said, he had them believing that he was going to, you know, maybe win the belt, or I guess some of the casual fans, I felt like, because everybody was like, you know, freaking out when he hit Shawn Michaels' finisher, when he hit the super kick. Either way, yeah, I would give that an A, just that. And it's just so different. You haven't seen it really in a long time on a main stage, and you haven't seen it, to my knowledge, in indies really, so, or any indie that I can think of. But yeah, great segment, great match, and a great way, in my opinion, to open up the show.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Okay, now help me out. What was the second match? I have the matches wrote down. I'm thinking, was it the Danny match?
Yeah, in my mind, all I can think about is the Shalonda Royal Danny Jordan match.
Okay, so, all right. This match is up next. A little disappointed. I'm a big Danny fan. I've never seen this girl wrestle, so I was kind of looking forward to seeing her wrestle as well. And I get where they're trying to advance the Lindsay Snow, Danny Jordan storyline, and it's building to something, probably to something in the next show. At the same time, could we have seen just like, I would have liked to see a four-minute match, just a little bit, and then then you have Lindsay pop up on the screen, and then you know, Danny gets rolled up and gets pinned or whatever. That's fine, but I don't know. That's probably the thing that I don't know, didn't like the most, I guess. But go ahead, you were gonna say.
No, I totally agree. I mean, I definitely was looking forward to seeing Shalonda Royal. I had not seen her in a match.
Right.
I'm the same way. I always look forward to Danny Jordan matches. So I felt a little shortchanged. Match was over super quick. And, you know, it was the setup. The next match was, which was David Ali versus the debuting Trevor Ion. And I thought that was a really good match. I'd seen Trevor wrestle in Monstrosity Championship Wrestling before, so I was somewhat familiar with his work.
So where is he I mean, not really primarily working, but what is he kind of known for? What's the promotion that he's kind of big in? Or the promotions, I guess.
I know he does a lot of stuff around Atlanta. I think he's might have wrestled AWE a few times. Yeah. Like I said, he used to do Monstrosity when they ran. I'm not super familiar with his work. I've just seen him in person a few times.
Yeah, and I'd seen when they announced him, and I thought, man, this guy looks like he has a really cool gimmick. He was great in the ring. This match was one of those I totally forgot about, to be honest with you. So it was a nice little surprise, and it was a good little match. How did you enjoy the result of the match, or was there anything that you disliked about the match?
Oh, you're speaking about the David Ali Trevor Ion match?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm a huge David Ali fan as well, so I didn't like the fact that he lost. He's getting booked maybe better in Southern Fried at the moment. I'd like to see him get booked as strong in Southern Honor as he does Southern Fried.
You know, and this is where he kind of gets lost in the shuffle, because I feel like, you know, Gary brings in, you know, the best talent in the state and just the best talent overall in the South, really. And I think he kind of gets lost in the shuffle, but he stands out to me as well. And I mean, I'm a pretty big fan myself, maybe not as big as you, but I enjoy seeing him tear up people's signs. It's kind of his thing, you know.
And he definitely has a good gimmick. He gets lost in the shuffle, the new era sometimes, and you can't have them win every match on every show. And I feel like sometimes because of that, he takes a lot of unnecessary losses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had a good performance in the Rumble Jack. We'll get to that in a little bit. But I've seen his stuff in Southern Fried, and I really enjoyed a promo I watched a couple of weeks ago where he grabbed this guy, this random fan. It would look like, I'm sure, I guess he worked for the company, but he grabbed him by the neck and was like shoving him in front of the camera. And I like that kind of, those kind of heel promos like that, where it's got a little bit of comedy in it, but he's, you know, at the same time, he's being took seriously.
Yeah. Well, David Ali's being pushed as like the giant killer in Southern Fried at the moment.
Right. Yeah. And he's feuded with, or he's kind of feuding with Logan Creed.
Well, indirectly, they had him start feuding with Logan Creed, but when Logan Creed joined JBE, they've kind of backed off that a little bit. And they've had David Ali go after some other giants as well now.
That's pretty awesome. And we'll, I think Southern Honor, when is their next show? It's coming up, is it not?
September the you Southern Fried or Southern Honor?
I'm sorry, Southern Fried.
You know, not prepared. They run every 2 weeks, so it should be.
I think it's August 17th. I may be wrong about that, and we'll get that right, and we'll try to promote a little bit more on the next.
Yeah, that sounds about right. It should be this coming Saturday.
Yeah, and we definitely got to try to make a show there. I would like to review their shows post show, kind of like what we're doing with the Rumble Jack, and kind of put a shine on all the big indies in the state of Georgia. But let's move on. We're with the Rumble Jack now, and the next match, help me out here, was
You're trying to think if there's anything other than the Rumble Jack.
I want to say there was another match, and I might, maybe there wasn't.
Oh, I know what it was. It was the Joe Black match where
okay, yeah, this is big. I apologize to Gary or anybody that's listening. That was a pretty much too. Yeah, go ahead, Ron. Yeah.
Joe Black versus Owen Knight. The end of the match saw William Huckabee trying to stop Owen Knight from using a chair. It distracted Joe Black just enough for Owen Knight to get the win, and then William Huckabee turns on Joe Black and hits him with two unprotected chair shots that were absolutely brutal.
Yeah, that was nasty. I mean, I actually turned my head, and then when he hit him again a little bit later on, I was like, wow, man, that was brutal. Made my stomach turn.
Yeah, William Huckabee is good at his character. He's very believable as being a huge asshole.
Yes, he is. He's just got that cold-hearted asshole man. And it's credit to him, because the first show he played a good mentor character or gimmick, where honestly I didn't see him as a heel. I really didn't. And then just the look where he hit Black with the what's that move called? The Deep Space Nine. I don't know what it's called. It's the move that Baron Corbin does. Whenever he hit him and he turned on him, just the look on his face was like, I was like, God, how did I not see this last show? This guy is a freaking heel.
Yeah, well, they've been building that storyline, I guess, the last 3 months now. And they've even hinted at it in the videos that Dylan has done for Joe Black. And those videos are very well done.
Oh, so they were playing. And I watched the videos, too. I didn't even notice that they were kind of, like, hinting at it. I mean, go ahead.
They were just building up the mentor aspect of the relationship.
Right.
Yeah, so, I mean, they didn't really hint at had a heel turn, per se, but just developing that relationship a little bit more, since you only get a few minutes each show to do it in person.
Right. And it came across for Black. He came across even more babyface. I just really was looking forward to him kind of shine in this match and get a win. But, I mean, it is what it is. And, it turns out to be a good story. I don't know. I didn't have a lot of – I didn't have a big problem with this at all. But, I don't know. At the same time, I know a lot of Southern Honor fans, myself included, were looking forward to him being in the Rumble Jack. But you've got to sell a attack like that. I mean, was just no way for him to get
a chair shot. Yeah.
And then when his music came out later on, it was like, wow. But go ahead.
Well, I mean, and Joe Black is so over that William Huckabee turning on him really helped, like, elevate his status as a heel, because everybody loves Joe Black at Southern Honor.
Right. Yeah. He's maybe the most over babyface Ashton Starr. And
yeah, I'd probably put Ashton number one. I mean, maybe people don't look at Ashton as a legitimate contender as much as they do Joe Black, but just in terms of being over, I might put Ashton just a little bit above Joe Black right now.
Yeah, I could see that. I don't know, man. The Joe Black chance and stuff, it's close. I'll tell you, in the Rumblejack match, I saw traces of a good heel in Ashton Starr. I think Ashton Starr could be a great heel as well. I mean, what if they want to do that? Of course, you don't want to cool something out down like that if he's your most over baby face. At the same time, down the line, I think they could get a very good heel run out of him.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't do anything right now. Alan Angels hasn't cemented himself as a baby face yet. You've got a lot of heels in the new era. Fear, I guess they're baby faces, but they don't, you know, they don't come out and do baby face type work. You know, they don't,
right.
They don't cater to the crowd.
Yeah.
So other than Ashton, you don't have a whole lot of faces, him and Joe Black. I mean, so I don't see them turning him anytime soon.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't right now either. But I'm just saying the guy can make a great heel. And I saw it in the Rumblejack match, and that's what we're going to get to next is the Rumblejack match. This had a cool atmosphere, man. It was an indie Royal Rumble. Basically, of all the best talent in the state, and you had guys from AWE pop in. I was shocked by some of the people that were coming in. We did see Gunner in the arena earlier that night. I think you had a chance to chat with him for a bit, and
yeah, a brief conversation.
A surprise entrant into the Rumblejack. But
I was expecting it. I was totally expecting it once I saw him, but unfortunately that didn't happen.
Yeah, I mean, I was kind of expecting it, but at the same time, I'm like, I don't know. But I was
they probably would have done a better job of hiding him if they were going to use him. The fact that he kind of stayed out in the main area and around the lobby pretty much the entire night probably should have let us know that he wasn't going to do anything.
Right, and they could still eventually entice him into a big storyline, maybe even a more creative way to bring him in than the Rumblejack, because you already had – Rumblejack almost sells itself right. With all the talent that's in it. But we'll start it out. Of course, Joey Lynch starts it out. Joey, I had a feeling Joey was going to last for most of this battle royal, and he did. And I thought he had a strong
performance at the Rumblejack. I mean, I don't think anybody was surprised by that. He's one of the best wrestlers in the Southeast.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. And he had some big spots. I'm just going to go over some spots and some big moments in the Rumblejack. Joey received a bit of heel heat after super kicking Fabio, who came in like a bat out of hell. Maybe
he almost took Fabio's head off.
What's that?
I said he almost took Fabio's head off.
Yeah, I mean, just absolutely takes this poor guy's head off. Fabio, if people don't know, is a little person, trying to be politically correct with this, that wrestles in Micro Machine.
Micro Championship Wrestling.
Micro Championship Wrestling. I said Micro Machine. Excuse me. But no disrespect to Fabio. I was super impressed. He was flying all over the ring. Had an outstanding spot in the Rumblejack. And he was over like crazy, man. That crowd went unglued when he came in. How did you feel about Fabio's entrance and a little person being in the Rumblejack?
I liked it. He's very talented. Obviously, he's from Rome, Georgia, so a lot of people in the crowd know him personally and know of him because he's a local wrestler. And I just want to kind of plug Micro Championship Wrestling. They run a show in Pigeon Forge. I think it's every day, Monday through Friday. And they do a show every day, and they have an arena up there that they run.
Yeah, and it's been up there for a while. I remember looking it up when I was in Pigeon Forge last time I went. I was like, man, I gotta make one of those shows.
And they still tour, but they also have their nightly show up there as well.
Yeah, they had went on tour, I'll say about a year ago, and they were very close. I think they were in the – I want to say they were in the East Ridge area, and Nick from the board, he'd went and was live streaming most of it. And these guys could go, dude. I mean,
a smaller ring, so they kind of make the ring to scale,
right?
And it helps with them with their moves and stuff. It really makes the product look very professional.
Well, Fabio had a great performance. All right, like I was saying, Fabio had an outstanding performance as well as the New Era. The New Era were eventually all in the ring together and were kind of working over everybody. You had Logan come in halfway through it. I wish I had the order in front of me. Then I could kind of comment on each person and their performance, but I'm just kind of off the top of my head. Logan's performance really stuck out in my head. East Suave's performances, quick, but his performances stood out to me too. It was fun. You know, when you heard the music hit, what did you think the Ric Flair music hit?
I actually, my first thought went to Paul Lee. I was like, please don't let it be Paul Lee. And then I was actually very pleasantly surprised when I saw it was a CB Suave again.
Yeah, and I thought, oh my God, is this Paul Lee? Is this Paul Lee? And a small little part of it to be Paul Lee, because that's around, you know, he's the big name around my area where I live. So I was, there was a small part of me that wanted it to be him, and then there was another part of me that was like, let it be him. And I was pleasantly surprised too, and I was. Of course, we're talking about CB Suave making another appearance here at the Rumble Jack, dressed as Ric Flair. Did just about every Ric Flair spot he could. I think he lost his wig, thrown out at one point.
I think Logan might have thrown him out.
Yes, and we came out a little bit later in the Rumble. The Ultimate Warriors thing hit, and I look back to the guys that were sitting behind me. I was them that he dresses up like him. I said, "Yeah, this is him again," and they were like crazy too.
Yeah, he really hit it in David Ali a few times. He hit him with the big overhead gorilla slam, then ran the ropes and hit him with the body splash.
And I thought it was cool. I thought Logan was gonna hit him midway through it. And Logan just kind of let him do it. It was kind of standing in just disbelief almost. Those facial expressions were great. Logan was a MVP in my mind of this. You know, Corey Hollis, let's get to him. Let's get to our winner of the 2019 Rumble Jack.
Well, he does what a heel does best in a battle royal situation. He tried to stay out of the ring as much as possible. And given his injury, you can't blame him. He's fighting after having a wrist surgery. He did a great job. He fought when he had to, got out of the ring when he needed to, and then came back in at the end and was able to get the victory.
Yeah, and I like how Dylan did it. He tried to almost make the audience forget Corey was in it. And a lot of the audience had forgotten that Corey was in it. And then when Corey came back out, and then when Logan turns around, I was like, okay, what's going to happen now? And Corey ended up getting the win due to some interference. Excuse me. And Corey, year 2019 Rumble Jack winner, but as Corey's celebrating, making his way up to the ramp, Gary comes out, calls him a piece of shit, and says, know what? I'm all about money, though. Triple threat. We're finally going to get Corey and Logan in a match together. I feel like we've been
with AC Mac.
Yeah, with AC Mac. You know, not to my knowledge, and talking to backstage one night with AC and Logan on separate occasions, both these guys have kind of wanted to work together for a while. So I think both of them are, you know, going to be looking forward to it. And adding Corey into the mix, Corey has got some major heel heat. The guy, when he comes out, is just booed out of the action building, basically. And, man, I don't know what it is. His timing on the mic is just awesome. What are your thoughts on Corey Aulis?
Oh, he's definitely professional. I know his work in PWX and even some of his work in Ring of Honor. He's been on my radar for years now. He's just really, really professional. Great talent. They can't say anything bad about the guy. Everything he does is intriguing. Draws heat. Just walks in the building and draws heat. It's almost inexplicable at the level of hate that he's able to get it from the fans.
Yeah, and he gets it, and I think he, along with his bodyguard, just an absolute perfect pair. This guy has really came up in the last, I don't know, two or three shows. I thought he had a good enough match with Logan, considering these guys are monsters, but he sold it very well too when Gary was up there berating his buddy Corey, and of course him too. But yeah, I thought it ended very well. I thought Dylan, just to talk about the Rebel Jack a little bit more, I thought Dylan and Southern Honor did an excellent job on this, and I think they planted some seed. You saw Lynch Mob and Not Yet Rated. I think they were kind of planting some seeds for that match. That match is going to be freaking incredible. Anniversary show.
Yeah, one thing I wanted to say was just how all the regulars were booked super strong.
Yeah, I would agree. Everybody was booked very strong. Go ahead and make the point you were just having. We were having a little bit of technical difficulties on the Anchor app this evening. Go ahead, Rodney.
Okay, well, I was going to say that all the regulars were booked strong. All the tag teams were booked strong. Like you said, the Not Yet Ready were booked. They look strong. Look like there about to be some dissension in the ranks. They came back together and then ultimately were eliminated by the – eliminated themselves in the process. But then all three members of Fear looked strong then, as well as I think all four members of the New Era that were in the match. It seemed like all the regulars were made to look super strong. And then still even got over a couple of surprise guests like Chip Day, Shug Wilson, who wrestles as Sugar Dunkerton, Trevor Ion. And, like, all these guys look good in the Rumble Jack. But, like, there's only just a couple of people that didn't look that good in the match. So it was very impressive to be able to get that many people over and then have Logan Creed look like a super monster. I think he eliminated six people at one time. At the end,
That's got to be a record that might stand for a little bit.
Definitely, it was just really good booking to be able to get that many people. Spots.
You had your comedy spots with CB Smooth, and then you had the dance off with Ashton Starr and guy's name. This is an AWE town.
It was just the Sugar Dunkerton. It was Sugar Dunkerton. And they actually had a match just last week at Disruptor. No, maybe not last week, but 2 weeks ago at Disruptor. And they had a similar spot there where they had a dance off. So I think something they kind of went over in a previous match, decided to spotlight it there at the Rumble Jack.
So you had you had comedy spots, you had seeds being planted for potential feuds and matchups, and the, you know, the Corey and the way he was trying, they were trying to confuse the audience that they thought Logan was, you know, Logan was the winner. And overall, I thought it was a standing show. I loved it. I didn't care for the match and her getting pinned so quick. Other than that, I would say everything else was really, really good to me. Just to me, I was looking forward to the Petty show, and I think I just – I guess I read it wrong, and I think it would, they were just sending out a preview for, I guess, the next show.
Right.
So I was kind of looking forward to that. I was a little disappointed that that wasn't on the show. But, you know, they had a lot of stuff they had to do, and I understand, and I think – I don't even know if they were really this show. I think they're planning it for next show.
Well, I've never went to a Southern Honor show and not left completely happy. Like, I'm always super jacked after the show's over. Can't sleep for hours afterwards.
Yeah, so, same here. Yeah.
Yeah, so
probably about three in the bed.
Yeah, so once again, I mean, I'm never disappointed. Even their matches that aren't outstanding or really good. I'm never like, oh, that match was horrible. I've never said that about a match.
At least there's always a meaning. And I think, man, it's a credit to Gary, and not to sound like fanboy, credit to Gary and Southern and all those guys, even their camera guys down to the Mean Street Posse, which, you know, I know they're their own thing and everything, but they add to it. I think it's just such a different animal. And like Gary has said on, you know, there's them and then, you know, the rest, basically they're head over, you know, they're just so much better than any show that I've ever been to. And
well, Gary pushes the fact about the Southern Honor community, and it's true. Even if you don't know everybody's name, like if you go every month, you recognize faces, and like
right.
everybody that you see, you've seen their previous months, and it just keeps growing. And like the more you go, the more fans you learn, the tighter the community gets. And it's a really cool feeling to go every month.
It is, man. And this is the most fun I've following wrestling. And, you know, I want to apologize to the group I've heard about or seen. I'm just super interested in it, and I've you know, really gotten into it in the last, you know, few months. And as a thank you to the group, I'm going to be purchasing independent wrestling TV, and we'll be posting some stuff on that and try to do some watch parties as well. I really would like to see some of the other stuff. And what's the Georgia company that's on the channel?
Action Wrestling. It's the promoter is Matt Griffin. Has a lot of phenomenal talent. I know Georgia Wrestling History has even said they might have the best in-ring work of any promotion in the state, like from bell to bell. Actually, they maybe not like super strong with storyline, but if you like technical mat-based wrestling, they might be the best promotion in the state as far as that goes.
Okay, yeah, I definitely got to check this out. Definitely put it up on the page. And if already check for the page, I posted the Rumblejack match it's on the page, and if you can't find it, send me a personal message. I'll send it to you. It was a fun show to watch, and it was a fun match to watch, and I'm glad to have Ronnie on the podcast. Ronnie, thank you for being
here. Thanks for having me again, Trey.
And we're going to sign off, and we'll talk to you guys next time. Don't forget, guys, if you want your promotion promoted for free on the Georgia Indie Report, just message the Georgia Indie Report. Me or Rodney will get back with you, and we'll try to set something up to help promote your event coming up.